Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Just keep trying to generate good shots. Watch the film and figure out ways to, maneuver and to manipulate the defense so that we can score. I feel like we've generated some pretty decent looks, and I just got to make shots. We don't get our minds right, that's it. Get our minds right, get on this flight, and just wrap our mind around, getting one game in Boston and figure it out from there.
All right, that was Tyler Hero. Tyler, man, do you and the guys have 22, 23, 24 threes left in you for this next game? Keep this thing alive? Can you get you and the gang together and just start knocking down those three? And I mean, I don't know what happened and how Boston got so out of sync, but they were wide open threes and knocking them down. Extra pass. I thought Tyler Hero might have played one of the best games I've ever seen him play with assist. What do you have, 14 assists? Had a nice game scoring, got the ball, got a lot of help from the guys he was throwing the passes, getting the ball to Bam down low. It was a nice little game.
It was poetry that game. 14 assists because they're shooting over 53%
right
on threes.
Oh, no. Yeah.
When you shoot 30% on threes, what do you have, 4 assists last night?
Yeah, nobody. Nobody was scoring last night except Bam inside. It was a rough night. Rough night for the guys. So, hey, let's talk about the other team for just a second here. Big congratulations to Paul Maurice. Bill Zito, the general manager. We never talk about Bill Zito, one of the most quiet GMs we have. He truly would have no problem staying behind. I don't know if you ever talked to him. He doesn't need to come on the radio. He's like, no, Paul, you and the players go on. I'm fine.
You see him walking through the halls, but yeah, and during the season, like a lot of GMs, I remember Parcells would call Jeff Ireland Groundhog Day because he'd show up on, like February 2nd, and wouldn't see him the rest of the year. So, but you talk about, when did the Panthers become relevant? After a quarter century without winning a playoff series, it goes right to back to when Bill Zito took over for that mess of the whole Joel Quenneville thing.
Yeah.
And
I had no idea he's going to be this good. Like, he's made some moves. He's fine. He's been able to find some guys.
He's got the Midas touch.
He really does. For a guy I never really done this at this level before, to see the moves he's made.
He was an agent. He was a player's agent who made the transition to the front office. And but you look at the guys he's brought in, the Reinharts and Montours and Verhaeghe and they had the Barkov, they had the
Bobrovsky, had some guys,
Ekblad,
yeah.
But the depth of the team and as we talked about, the big transition, they just had that huge year, fun year. They won the President's Trophy as the best regular season team, and they go splat in the playoffs. And he says this ain't going to work.
Gets rid of the guy that had a unbelievable season with goals and assist, and goes on
Huberdeau,
gets Tkachuk.
Yeah, he said Huberdeau in doing it. Yeah, and brings in Paul Maurice really to change the whole system, and it didn't click until the playoffs last year. They I'm sure he had to think, am I going to survive this?
You know who else we haven't talked about? Just while you're talking? Vinny. Vinny and the family. Been a good owner. Vinny's been a good owner.
I mean, it took a while, it took a decade or whatever, but yeah, they
people you hire, money you have to spend, it's paying off. Listen, I didn't know if we could ever feel that. I'm going to be honest here for a long time. I thought it was going to have the Marlins flavor to it that, oh boy, is this thing ever going to work? I mean, I didn't think it was going away, but.
And they do spend money. Look at the War Memorial. I don't know if you've been out there.
I have not.
Beautiful.
You've been
beautiful.
There?
Yeah, a few times.
You beat me
they
there?
They practice there, Joe.
I just ask Goli. I go, Goli, is it nice? He goes, yeah.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful, man.
A couple ranks and just great situation. That all the players
you know
come in golf course.
You know
Paul Maurice walks at times. He says he's walked from his apartment
really?
Downtown to the – yeah, so it changed the whole, you know, sort of their daily work structure.
The truth be known, they want – and it's going to happen someday. We have an arena downtown, right, in Fort Lauderdale. Or no?
Will they spend? Nobody would spend, you know, 25 years ago when Wayne Huizenga wanted. So
I like selfishly because I live out there and I'm real close to that Sunrise Amarant Bank Arena. It's nice. It's nice. Not bad.
You got it's fine.
I know you live in Dade. You know.
Look.
Listen, I don't complain when I used to go Broward to Dade all the time for everything. You can't complain.
Yeah. I liked when they played in old Miami Arena. It was a 10-minute drive for me. You know.
How about it was a 2-minute walk for me because I worked at NBC right across the street.
But I'm all for owners spending their own money to build arenas, and I tell you, Steve Ross spent his own money. And now Vinny spent his money to build downtown and with the practice arena, and so we got owners, who are spending some of them.
All right, so we got this other thing going on here that I wanted to bring up this morning. The CHOP mystery—they're calling it now—the CHOP mystery of people in the business torn. Because I thought it was just me, and then a couple of my former teammates called and said, I've never seen such empty numbers and a guy get drafted in the first round. So, you know, you start thinking about it more and more about it. I don't care if he went to Penn State or not. I mean, 15 tackles in 12 games and 4 sacks. So they're calling it the CHOP mystery. Athletically, super gifted, physically, one of the best first steps they've ever seen coming off the ball at the edge. But not a lot of production. There's just, I mean, nobody can argue. There hasn't been a lot of production. You go back, if you get bored today, I just tell everybody this so they don't think we're like hating, because I'm not hating. It's the CHOP mystery of what we're looking at. So go to ESPN, look up teams in college football, go to Big Ten, then go to Penn State, then go to stats, and look up CHOP's numbers and see where he ranks in sacks and tackles. He looks like a freshman that, you know, got a little playing time against some of the weaker teams and they played. It's amazing. And honestly, so guys were calling going, did you see the 4 sacks and 15 tackles? And I go, yeah. So they're calling it the CHOP mystery now. Somebody started that, and I don't know. What do you expect, Dave?
I like the name.
No, I don't mean
mystery.
That, but it is
you
a mystery.
Hung that on him.
I don't like. So can anybody tell me one way or the other for sure? Except he's gifted. He runs a 4.48 40. I saw the rookie. They did a great rookie piece on 4 rookies following them through their workouts right to the combine to draft night, and CHOP was one of them. So I got to see the CHOP story. Now we got the CHOP mystery.
See, the interesting thing in looking at all the draft analysis after they took CHOP, everybody had him going in the top 25 picks.
Yes, no,
so
no,
it's not
everybody.
Like it's the mystery isn't that he's picked. The mystery is why he didn't have any production.
Right.
And that's and you look at their fifth
talented.
Round. Their fifth round edge has all the production and none of the measurables. They, you know, he's 6'1.5".
Right.
You know, he isn't the guy who
didn't run a 4.48, which,
right,
by the way, turns everybody
crazy.
On. A guy 250 running under 4.5 is a freak.
All his broad jump, his shuttle run, CHOP's numbers are off the board in that. And so the mystery is, why didn't he have production?
Yeah.
Why is that? Why? And can he be coached into having that?
So
in the
you
NFL?
Just think a guy runs that fast around, and you see a couple highlights, and you know he just looks lights out. But you realize those just about all his highlights we're seeing—they're showing 2 or 3 of them. And so, and by the way, like you said, everybody had him up on that first round of that board. Pretty much where everybody thought he was going to go as a fourth pass rusher, he did. So it's just, I didn't know till that next morning when we took him, when people were texting in, look at his numbers. And I was like, it's got to be a mistake. 15 tackles in 12 games.
15 tackles jumped out to me. Says he doesn't, you know.
So anyway, hey, he's ours. We're going to find out. They're going to coach him up. You know, they're talking about he's got to use his hands better. I'm like, hands? They just get guys down.
He didn't get coaching at Penn State, though. That's he had to get coaching.
No, Manny Diaz did a great job. We had guys have come on and said Manny Diaz should have been defensive coordinator of the year in college football for what he did, the way they played. So, anyway, we got to go to break. The chop mystery of are you concerned or – are you believing we can coach him up with new defensive coordinator and put him in situations? Because he's going to play a lot. By the way, don't think, like, I'm not trying to scare you. He is going to play. They're not going to not play him. The worst thing is a fifth-round pick plays ahead of him, and he's sitting on the bench. That's just not going to happen.
Well, you tell – they are desperate for edge rushers. Just look at their draft. They went – we talk about best player available. No, that they went for needs – edge rusher, two receivers, offensive line with the second pick. Those are their direct needs this offseason, and they address them. Now, will they get answers like they want in the season they need, which is these guys' first season?
So we've got, you know, two of our first four picks. Muhammad Kamara went in the fifth round, but was our fourth pick. And people rave about him, his 13 sacks at Colorado State and everything else. So, hey, we'll see. Two wide receivers and two edge rushers for this thing. I got to believe they're planning on these guys playing a lot of football for sure. All right, we got to go to break. We got a lot of stuff. Ron Rothstein going to join us. He was fired up at halftime last night. I was a little fired up watching that first half myself. Not in the right way either. Anyway, we'll have Ron join us at 9 o'clock this morning, former head coach of the Heat for the WNBA and NBA. How about that? Did the combo. All right, we got a lot more stuff to get to, but first I want to talk to you about low T and ED. Man, I hate talking about this. I do. But if I can help men out there get more energy, get more out of life, especially when you know you have low T. Well, how do you know, Joe? When did you realize you had low T? I don't know. I was tired all the time. Didn't feel like working out. Was gaining weight like a pound a day. I was on a mission, man, in front of that TV. I was going to eat everything. There's a chance that if it was anywhere in that kitchen, I was going to eat it. It was crazy. I was getting moody. It's just a lot. I didn't sleep well. It was a lot of stuff. And they go, oh, you got low. This is all low T. And then my sex drive was also not where it needed to be for Mrs. Rose and for me to have a nice life together. So anyway, hey, listen, low T and ED, I got rid of it. That's bottom line without getting into my personal stuff before my wife gets mad at me here. I just want to tell you it works, man. Atlantic Men's Clinic, it works. They do your lab work, have your results within 30 minutes. A Florida-licensed medical provider will review your results with you and discuss your options, and you'll make the decision together with that medical team. They're good. Your initial visit includes medical consultation, a T, and a PSA test, and if you sign up for testosterone treatment the day of your appointment, your visit is free. Best appointment you've ever set up to get rid of ED and low T. And by the way, they're probably related in everybody's case out there right now, if you were to tell the truth to yourself. 877-455-7300. All right, you didn't write it down. That's okay. Go to AtlanticMensClinic.com. Six locations throughout South Florida. I go to the Plantation one on my way to tennis once a week. You'll be doing the same thing, but it's the results, guys. It's the results. Whether you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, it doesn't matter. Knock out low T and ED today.
I think it's
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The versatility we liked, you know, I mean, you see it when you watch him. He rushes kind of all over inside. He's over the center. He's two-point, three-point. And so that versatility is what, you know, drew us to him initially.
Chop, go get him, man. Go get him. Well, I tell you what, the amount of pressure in general on first-round picks in every city. Would you agree? We've had it. We've been rough on first-round picks through the years. Even going back to when I played, if you were a first-round pick and you didn't work out, especially when we're the only team in town, it was rough.
You got the headline hung on you. Yeah, I mean, the draft starts with Chop Robinson now. It starts with the number one pick, whoever
it
is.
No
you
question.
Go through, you know, just look at recent drafts. You know, Tua, he came in here with pressure, and for 2 years.
Look at that. None more than Tua. You're exactly right.
What, for 2 years, and when Brian Flores here is like, this isn't working out, right?
So you know what's crazy? It's kind of like, hey, Chop and every other first-round pick we've had through the years, congratulations, man, you're a first-round pick. You're set on the amount of money you get for your signing bonus. A majority of that money's paid up front and a signing bonus, and for the next 3 or 4 years, you're on a low base. So it's like, I'm talking about putting a lot of money in the bank, big money, like life-changing money before you play a snap. Congratulations, you earn that by being a first pick of a team. The bad news is if you don't work out or you get injured, it's rough. It's rough because it'll always be brought up at some point. Whether you move, whether you go to a different position, you don't work out, you get suspended. I was just thinking of all the things that have happened, and it makes it rough. Then it bleeds into the general manager, it bleeds into the head coach, and so
look at it in a different market. Look at the 49ers. They draft Trey Lance, third? They traded up to take him third. He's awful. And then they get Brock Purdy seventh round, and he has no pressure. And yet he's if Trey Lance had Brock Purdy's career, everybody what a great pick. And yet
it was
San Francisco
a horrible
recovered.
Pick, and they recovered, and they overcame losing those draft picks in one of the worst trades you'll ever see.
It would sink many franchises,
and they overcame that because they got lucky on a guy that was the last guy taken in the draft his year. And they were loaded, and they made some great moves.
That just confirms me. There's only a few people who understand how to evaluate quarterbacks. It must be the toughest thing to do.
I agree.
You know,
I agree with
Andy
that.
Reid does, and Brett Veach do in San Francisco. Brett Veach, the GM, he was a scout at the time. saw Patrick Mahomes. He was looking at offensive tackle. I asked him when they were down here on a Super Bowl. I interviewed Brett Veach because how did you pick Patrick Mahomes? He goes, well, I was looking at a tackle from Texas Tech when Mahomes was a sophomore, and I noticed his quarterbacks making plays, and I started watching them, and I went to Andy and said, I found our quarterback. And for the next year, they watched and they monitored. So there's only, Buffalo did with Josh Allen. They saw something.
That Josh Allen thing was a ballsy move. He went, all he had was knocks on, played small competition, went to a smaller school, smaller Division I school, completed 50-something percent
of his
passes.
There's the big knock. There's why the Dolphins didn't take him. Because they said you can prove a lot of things. Accuracy isn't one of them. Quarterbacks don't get more accurate, and yet he did.
Troy Aikman's one of the first guys to come out. If you're a 50% passer in college, you're going to be a 50% passer in the pros. And listen, Josh Allen was rough when he got here now. His rookie year.
It was 2 years.
He was spraying all over the place. And then, they got him a receiver on the outside, and he obviously worked on his game. Let's give him a lot of credit. But they jumped over two teams that needed a quarterback at that time. Arizona and Miami. And they grabbed him. Ballsy, because they had to do some selling on that. There must have been some people in the Buffalo Bills organization that said, I don't know about this.
The one I'll never understand, and just confirm, nobody knows quarterback. No, all these guys, their whole career, a GM's job, 60% of the job is getting the right quarterback. You can look at Buffalo. They got Josh Allen, but Lamar Jackson, I'll never understand that. He was so good in college.
There were people wanting him to be a wide receiver. So, will you work out for us as a wide receiver? He went, no.
So, Zach Wilson goes second. Trey Lance goes third. Lamar Jackson goes 31st. And everybody knew, everybody saw. How
just won another MVP. Yeah. And they put a system. You got to give Baltimore credit.
Yeah. They
changed their system, which, by the way, good teams do this, and put a system in place that was perfect for Lamar to run and throw. And so, that's part of this picture, too, is adjust to what somebody does best.
Well, look at the Dolphins.
Mike McDaniel. Thank you. Led me right into it. Good job. Mike McDaniel putting a system in that's perfect for Tua Tagovailoa. And maybe we'll find out for a lot of teams with quick passes, the slants,
get rid of the ball quickly. It helps to have Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle.
No, you got to have good weapons. No question.
Tyreek Hill is the whole system to me. For Tua's talent, but Tyreek Hill makes it go.
But, Dave, to your point about quarterbacks, did you have a chance to look at that 2021 draft of quarterbacks?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nobody's there.
Trevor Lawrence is the only one.
Trevor Lawrence.
And he still hasn't played. He hasn't played the way we thought he would in Jacksonville, even though he had Herb coaching 1 year. That didn't count, so that was kind of a lost year. But outside of that, all those guys, they're not on their team. They're gone. They're not on their original teams. It's crazy.
Well, look what happened in New England. That guy, Mac Jones, he comes in.
He's one of them.
As a rookie, he looks pretty good, doesn't he?
Looks like Brady. No, he doesn't look like Brady.
Steady.
They have nothing in common. He didn't even get invited inside the gate where Tom Brady lives right now. He got to be on the outside. He got to call Norman Brayman to try to get to Tom Brady in that same, what is that, Indian Creek? What is that, Indian
Creek?
Indian Creek. So, it's hard, man. You would think, too, like, these guys, that's their job. And yet, it's the hardest thing to do. And that's their job.
How many of these guys, six guys drafted in the first 12 this year, how many of them make it to the second contract with the same team where they're saying?
That's a great.
Half?
Two or three?
Yeah.
They call Marino's class one of the best classes of all time, a quarterback. Six guys going to first round, three are Hall of Famers. The fourth guy I thought was pretty good, Ken O'Brien, if you're with me. I thought Ken O'Brien was okay as a Jets quarterback. Yeah. Laddie, was Ken O'Brien okay?
Yeah. He was mid.
He got sacked a lot, but I thought he was pretty good. He had some great shootouts. He had Wesley Walker out there,
Altoon, yeah.
Altoon.
Yeah. He was in Marino.
I know he's not.
when the Jets drafted Ken O'Brien and the Dolphin weren't, because that was the fear of the Dolphin that they were going to take Marino, and Shula turned to the Jim, you know, Chuck Connor, the personnel guy, and after they drafted Ken O'Brien, he said, "Who's he?"
I think Dan Marino said that too. I think he went, "Where's UC Davis? Never heard of UC Davis. Where the hell's UC Davis? It's an agriculture school. Help agriculture in California." Oh man, yeah, it is amazing, and it is.
What about Atlanta? Now, this is a big national story. You know,
they're killing it every day.
Going to be running for the next 6 months.
They're killing the Falcons every day. They had a stat yesterday. I was watching the NFL show. It's the first time in history of the NFL somebody that's been to four Pro Bowls. They got a new free agent contract over that kind of money, and they drafted somebody in the top 10. It's never happened before.
See, I love teams backing up quarterback with another.
You do?
Well, but not this way. When they're on different timelines. For instance, like Detroit a couple years ago when they had a chance, they were drafting fourth and they took a cornerback. They have an aging Matthew Stafford. They could have got a young Justin Herbert or Tua Tagovailoa. Instead, they took a cornerback. You know, there's no value. So, but this is completely insane what Atlanta's done. You know, they just signed – gave $100 million or whatever to Cousins, and now they drafted
it. It's a crazy story. You are absolutely right. That thing is just nuts. There's no question about it. All right, we got to go to break. We got a lot more stuff to get to here, man. Anybody on the CHOP mystery helping me? I've had some former guys already text me today.
Any answers?
Trying to help me out a little bit. Don't read into stats too much. I got one of those. There's been a lot of guys that didn't have a lot of sacks that have been really good. That's true. There have been a lot of guys that have not had great sack success. I just hope they had a few more tackles.
It's the 15 tackles that jumped out to me. 15 tackles. Basically, you take away his sacks, it's a tackle a game. And I get you can be a nice college player, but does that translate into a pro player? Being impactful.
Well, guess
every
what?
Down pro. Every down is the key pro.
Think
player.
About if these guys aren't ready to go for camp, which a lot of people don't think they'll be 100% for camp, talking about Jalen and Bradley on the outside. Chop's going to get to play. You're going to see. You can go out there. You're going to see a lot of Chop. Those two rookies that they drafted, Muhammad and Chop, those two guys are going to play a lot of football. Shaq Barrett's probably going to get a little bit of time off. He's done it at a highest level. Won championships, been great in the playoffs. Unbelievable playoff player. So they're going to let those two kids, man, two young guys, two draft picks, we'll be watching them, man. Those two wide receivers. I have my eyes on you. We got to go to break. We'll be right back.
To be honest, just such an amazing feeling. You know, coming here, not just coming here, but throughout the last however many years, they've been probably the team, you know, not only in the East, but team in the league. They've had the most success in the playoffs, and, you know, taking two wins over Florida the past two times they've played in the playoffs. So to be a part of this team and just, like, hear the crowd, and this is a big series for us. We always knew that, you know, for us ultimately to win it all, it's probably going to have to go through Tampa at some point. So just an amazing feeling closing out here and closing out at home.
Oh, that had to – what a celebration. Both – by the way, I've never had two guys working with. We're both at the game last night. Vladdy getting sound after the game, and Dave Hyde, who joins us this morning, late night.
I'm waving the white towel.
Oh, I see you got – you got that?
Red lights in
I didn't get that towel.
I didn't realize until I looked down at my bag this morning and it's lit up with red. I'm like, what's going on in my bag?
Hey, man, that is – that's not bad. That's not bad. And I got to tell you, that was Matthew Tkachuk last night. And talking about finally beating those guys, and Tampa Bay had gotten them the last couple of times in the playoffs, and finally take care of it. Had to feel pretty good to get them and be able to celebrate, especially a couple empty netters at net goals at the end of the game. So it was nice to celebration, and you knew you had the game. It was pretty much ice with what 5-6 minutes left, and. Good stuff. Good
sort of
stuff.
A passing of the torch that Tampa Bay.
Oh, that thing's got problems.
They had won a couple Stanley Cups.
Can't afford to keep everybody either.
No, and now it's the Panthers' time, and they're talented. They're deep. They're scarred up just enough from losing playoff series to be a little angry and to understand what it takes. And I wrote my column on Barkov, and Paul Maurice talked about how Barkov came back quicker, faster this year, and he's being more physical, and he said that's what you learn in the playoffs. This is what you need to do.
I have learned, and for all you hockey fans that roll your eyes every time I'd ask a question to the coach, I have learned through the years that Barkov is so much more than 35 or 40 goals and doesn't shoot enough. Talk about his passing, setting other guys up, and defensively how good he is. Two-way player and two goals last night and an assist. I think Goldie kind of educated me on the whole thing. Big Bob, 31 saves. Verhaeghe, of course, two goals and an assist last night as well.
All their stars came out to play.
Boy, didn't they?
That was a almost a perfect series by the Panthers from what you wanted to see. The only Bobrovsky had a big series. Everything you wanted to see except Sam Bennett got hurt. Really, that was the one takeaway. And
when
he's supposed to be back. He's supposed to be coming back. Maurice said they got good news on it the day after the injury, but I saw him walking around after the game. And
that was a puck on the hand, right?
Yeah, he went off holding his hand or his wrist or something. And
he caught a fastball, man. God bless those guys that somebody fires a shot and you get in the way of it. Those guys are tough son of a guns, man. Would you rather take one of those pucks, some guy firing it, or would you rather take a 99-mile-an-hour fastball? Right at you.
I'd rather be sitting up in the press box on my keyboard. Although maybe for the money they're making, I'll take a puck.
I'll tell you what, those guys who put their body out in front of a shot to block it, man, I got great respect for you. And these guys that you're facing a guy today, throws at 99 miles an hour, and he's a little wild. Go get him.
How about the end of any playoff run, like when the Panthers last year, and all of a sudden it comes out after the series, oh, this guy's got a broken bone. This guy's got his collarbone, his dislocated shoulder. It used to be in hockey, they explained to me years ago the diagonal rule. They've gotten away from this now, but it used to be if they tell you his right ankle's hurt, it's really his left shoulder. You know, because they don't want to tell you the truth. Now they just say upper body and lower body.
Right. Well, they had a lot of surgeries after the year. I know Coach talked about that and all the guys that sucked it up against Vegas late in the year that were really hurting in the Stanley Cup Finals. But a lot of good stuff. So congratulations to all Panther fans as well as that team, front office, and everybody else. Moving on, probably going to play Boston. Boston's up 3-1 on Toronto. Toronto, they must be ripping those guys. They put up, I call them fake numbers.
That's like the mecca of hockey. Toronto, yeah. You know, Canada, the country, and Toronto, the city is so it's got to be brutal there. But here comes a brutal series. This will be a fierce series for the Panthers. It is, you know, John Cooper called the Tampa Bay coach called the first two games pillow fights when everybody's talking about how physical they were.
Oh, I thought they got after pretty good.
Saying,
he goes,
nah,
no, it wasn't
nah,
that much.
It was a pillow fight. Nah. And but the Boston series will be brutal.
All right, and the Heat leaving town today on their way to Boston, try to keep this thing rolling, try to find that three-point touch again and get that going. 3 of 16 in the first half yesterday on three-point shots. I'll give you a stat even scarier. 1 free throw in the first half.
Yeah, and they're going to have a chance. Look, Porzingis is hurt, went out with a calf. Now
I'm guessing he doesn't play in that game.
I'm guessing he doesn't play too. I mean – now, so the Heat will have a little, you know, the talent level got a little more balance. It's still crazy for Boston, but
Who thinks Derek White? Who thought Derek White's going to score 38 points and have eight of 15 on 3-point shots? And by the way, tonight I can't say it enough. Tatum and Brown weren't very good. Tatum was 5 of 14. Brown was 7 of 18 and turned it over 6 times.
That's the question. You put a little pressure on Boston. Unfortunately, the Heat, they had one game where they put a lot of pressure on them. And other than that, Boston's got comfortable right in the first half, getting big double-digit leads. So, but you put a little pressure on Boston, it would be interesting to see how they would respond. That's the unfortunate part about Jimmy Butler and Rozier not being around.
Yeah, you like to see those guys. Rozier was a big move you made. You're bringing a 20-point score. Said, hey, man, get used to it. Those guys are going, get whatever you did, man, where you were before in charge, just keep shooting. get comfortable. And it looked like he was starting to fit in a lot better, and then he goes down with whatever happened to the neck, and Jimmy Butler's over there on the bench, and he's out. That's just a lot to lose with guys that just haven't been able to be real consistent so far in that three-point shot.
Yeah, and then they didn't even have Kevin Love. So, but I'm curious to see.
Kevin struggled a little bit too. Oh, Kevin Love had some struggles.
I would just love to see this game get into this fourth quarter of a, you know, going back and forth, just to see how Boston would respond to some heat pressure.
I agree, man. But you can't be up 20. Can't be up 20 with 7-8 minutes left. No. That's those tough ones. Even on a little run they went on in fourth quarter. Boy, that's a lot to make up. Hey, the NBA and NHL postseasons are underway, and we got a great way for you to watch the games. We're giving away a $250 gift card to Dave & Buster's in Hollywood for your chance to win. Go to WQAM.com/contest and enter. That simple. Dave & Buster's in Hollywood, always fun for you and the kids. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports. That little bar over there is really nice. So check that out, and we've got a lot more stuff. Ron Rothstein is going to join us coming up. We'll talk to Ron. He was pretty fired up at halftime last night as he got off that slow start, 53-36 at the half. So we'll talk to him about that. Well, I got to tell you another guy I've been talking to a lot. Matter of fact, he's fired up this morning too. Harvey Cohen, my number one Dolphin fan that I like to talk to. We go back and forth, but listen, he does something else. And besides staying knowledgeable about his football team that he loves so much, and that is Cohen and Judah Injury Law Firm with 30-plus years of experience helping folks out there. Boy, I'm telling you right, they'll handle your case personally, start to finish. Really small enough to handle fender benders, big enough to go to trial against the largest companies right here in South Florida. They're in Plantation, but they are all over South Florida ready to help you. Here's what I want. I'm going to tell you a bunch of wonderful things about them because I really think they're that good, and I'm not an attorney for a firm, but I will tell you, CohenandJudah.com. Go to their website. You're going to be impressed. They're really, really good at what they do. They'll handle your injury claim. So I want to just say this. Car accident, slip and fall, anything else you've been through, even if you're with another law firm right now and not real happy with their communication skills, you'll like the way you're treated at Cohen and Judah. Nobody does it like them. By the way, you walk in the door, you meet them, and they go, and you're going, you're waiting like, oh, where's all the other lawyers going to handle? No, we handle it. We do. We're shaking your hand. We're going to take care of this from start to finish. That's what they do. Special guys, 866-FAIR-FEE. That's 866-324-7333. Go to CohenandJudah.com. Check it out. Find out what people are saying about them. Fall in love with them. When you need somebody to help you in a bad situation, make sure you check out Cohen and Judah.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.